Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Ephraim. And we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. And I know y'all been wondering, is it coming tonight? Yes, it is. Trash Talking Tuesday. Last segment of the show, you will get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You can even trash Ephraim Salaam if you like.
Well, why would you do
and
that?
And he won't be able to trash you back. Well, some of these takes, man, I mean, they very trashable.
No. You know better than that. You know, why you think you always
requesting
me?
I know Brian Finley got your head all gassed up.
No, man. I just,
like
I've been doing this a long time, man. I said, you know, I just want you to... You know, I just want you to know, man, you're one of your contemporaries, okay?
Okay. Nah, you my man. You definitely doing your thing. But they can. They trash me. They trash Rob. They trash us all the time. So whatever y'all want to do, you get 30 or 40 seconds to do it at the end of the show. Get your takes ready. Call in about 35 minutes or so. Let's go back to the story of the day, Ephraim, which is, of course, Kevin Durant and the Nets making up, kissing and making up, and Durant will be back next season. And when I look at it on paper, I honestly feel on paper, they got the best team in the East. Because Kevin Durant, I think Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, well, Kevin Durant's better than Jason Tatum. Even though Tatum got the best of him in the playoffs, KD's better. I think some people might go with Jaylen Brown over Kyrie because of the defense. But I would go with Kyrie over Jaylen Brown. And then Ben Simmons, okay, Time Lord brings something as a role player. You know, whoever else, Marcus Smart brings something as a role player. But Ben Simmons is better than those guys, even though he doesn't shoot jumpers. All right. Milwaukee, okay, yeah, I'll take Giannis over KD, but that's arguable. Some people would argue that. And then Kyrie is better than Drew Holiday, or Chris Middleton's nice. But, you know, like Milwaukee is very good, but I think you can certainly argue that the Nets' big three is better than Milwaukee's big three. And they both, you know, Nets got a nice deep cast of role players. They added T.J. Warren, Royce O'Neal, still got Patty Mills, Seth Curry. I mean, they got talent. But I'm not writing them off. I'm not making a pick tonight, right? We got plenty of time for that. But I will say this, Ephraim, and while I give them, you know, you got to say with that talent that you can't write them off in the East. But my problem with the Nets, and the reason why right now I don't think that they would win the championship is because of what's between the ears. All three of their leaders, their best players, let's put it that way.
Baggage.
Yes. Ben. And we heard Brian Lewis of the New York Post say Ben's ready physically. Yeah, he ready physically. Can we, honestly, can any of us, including Ben Simmons, say without beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's going to be ready for the season?
No.
Right? Like, would you be shocked? I would be ticked off. I would be offended if he doesn't play game one because of mental, you know, issues or whatever. But I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think that's why, for me, on paper, I'd take the Boston Celtics or Milwaukee Bucks over Brooklyn, even on paper.
Well, now, are you including, because I'm not including the mental issues when I say on paper. If you are, then I'm with you.
But if you
take those out, if you can.
I'm still picking the Boston Celtics for the fact that all 12 players on that team play defense, right? We know their athletic and offensive abilities, but every single person on that team plays defense.
And the only way you do that is if you're coached to.
Right? And they buy into it. It's become, you know, in an offensive league, it's become an outlier. We saw what it did in the playoffs to teams. And so, for me, I'm taking them because we know they have offensive punch. But if you can guard on the wings, if your bigs can step out in high pick and rolls and stay in front of the guards, then you have a luxury. You have an advantage in today's NBA. And Boston has three guys who can do that playing on their interior. To me, and they've been playing together. They're a team, they're a unit, and they've all bought into the same system. To me, that outweighs all of the things Brooklyn is bringing to the table.
All right, with that said, Brooklyn lost that series, and they got swept, no doubt about it.
Yeah, like, they didn't lose it. They got whooped.
Well, they lost all four games by a total of 18 points.
It is what it is. You get swept,
but
you get whooped.
But they didn't get whipped.
I don't think they got whipped.
And here's why. Like, you're right. They got swept.
I mean.
But 18 points. If Jason Tatum, and Durant has to own it because he made a defensive mistake in game one at the end. But if Jason Tatum doesn't hit that buzzer-beating layup, that might be an entirely different series. We know Brooklyn had a couple of those games.
Have you ever heard this term? If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
I get it.
If you were taller, you may have, you know, been able to hoop.
I get it, but I'm just saying, with all the mess that Brooklyn had going on, Ben Simmons ain't there. Kyrie's fasting for Ramadan and probably didn't have as full of energy as you would hope. He wasn't himself either. He didn't, you know, after that game one, he didn't play that well. Durant didn't look good. Like, with all the issue, and I don't think Durant mentally was there.
Well, it looked like they didn't trust each other on the court. That's the thing.
I agree. And they didn't help. They got no help from Steve Nash. You know,
he
no
completely
plays
out-coached.
Drawn up
completely
right to
out-coached.
Get Durant an easy shot, get Kyrie an easy shot, none of that.
Yeah.
And so with all that, though, it still was close. But look, I'm not mad at you because I think I like I said, if I go on paper and take away the mental issues,
mm-hmm.
I think Brooklyn's the most talented team in the East.
Well, you still got
what do you think? Is it salvageable? I think Kevin Durant, for as great as he is not a leader. And he doesn't have the intangibles to lead a team.
None of the
best players do. Kyrie is the strongest personality. He's a strong personality.
But he is the number one guy who alienated a locker room.
Right. Like, he can't, because he's the strongest personality and because your best player just doesn't want to take that mantle, Kyrie's going to set the culture by default. And that's not going to be a great culture. Ben Simmons don't talk to his teammates.
I don't know if they, even like him.
Right? He don't talk. I heard a story in Philly that the locker room was somewhat split. I mean, they tried to make nice and everything, but it was somewhat Joel, Ben. But guys were like, well, Ben don't really talk to nobody, though. It's almost, you're almost on the Joel's side because of default. Because Ben just like, and so their chemistry or lack thereof, their lack of leadership, I think those are the things that will bite them. And the fact that Nash isn't a great coach, those will bite them in the end. And all that said, Ephraim, they almost beat the Milwaukee Bucks 2 years ago with James Harden playing on one leg and Kyrie Irving injured.
Yeah, they almost did.
And I know they got swept. And, you know, you're right. They got swept. But it was by 18 points all four games.
Like, yeah, we can't keep making talent, excuses for talent that doesn't
saying,
show up.
It's they like Deontay Wilder. If they catch you, you going down.
Yeah, but it's harder and harder to catch somebody.
Agree.
Right? It's harder and harder to catch somebody.
They can't box.
The other team is training too. Right? They know how to get out of the way. And they know how to exploit your weaknesses. They make Brooklyn play individual basketball.
Well,
that
and
is
they
a defense.
Play that
that is a
think?
Defensive tactic. Right? Let's let them do their thing. Because eventually they're going to run into a wall, which we saw time and time again in that Boston series. Yeah, you come out, you go crazy. You 50, you can do all of that stuff. But when it comes down to it at the end of the game, right, when you really got to make coaching adjustments and changes, they knew that they had the upper hand, them being Boston.
Right.
And I don't see what's changing moving forward. They have to, and it may. Look, we know last year at the end of January, the Boston Celtics had a come-to-Jesus meeting. Players only. From that time until the finals, they were the best team in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hands down. Where is the Brooklyn Nets moment like that? When is that going to happen? And who is it going to come from? That's the problem I have. I take Milwaukee over them. We know what's going on in Milwaukee. They've bought into the system. They have a superstar. They have role players. They play defense. There are no questions. There's no questions over there.
And this is why I asked Brian Lewis, first of all, and I know he's a coaching advisor for the New Orleans Pelicans right now. One, I would bring back Mike D'Antoni. And D'Antoni ain't perfect. D'Antoni has his issues. I don't mean, obviously, Nash the head coach, but bring back D'Antoni as the first assistant. Get that offense clicking. I think Mike D'Antoni is a Hall of Fame coach. Now, I know he's never won a championship, and I think his lack of attention to detail, his lack of focus on defense has hurt him. But Don Nelson didn't win a championship either. He's in the Hall of Fame. Like, I think he Mike D'Antoni played a significant role in changing basketball.
Yeah, he did.
The right. So I think he deserved.
For
I
the
think
worst,
he's that.
But yes, okay.
Well, hey. But I think you bring, and then I think you have to get.
That was the, he was the
somebody
go ahead.
On defense. They got to get, they had Ime Udoka, right? They got to get somebody like that to coach the defense. And I know they have guys, but
it's not a lot of Ime's out there. It's not a lot
right,
of them.
Whoever they have isn't getting it done. I just, like, those are the things they need.
Mike D'Antoni, I disagree with you on that. Mike D'Antoni was the death of the two-way player. Because,
what?
Yeah, he didn't
you
mind.
You still have two-way players?
Yeah, but I'm talking about now you have teams without them. That wasn't the case. Right? You got to play offense. You got to play defense. You got to come in. He was like, we don't have to play anything. I don't care if anybody plays defense. Right? We're going to outscore them. We're going to outshoot them. We'll shoot 63s. We'll shoot 73s. Whether they're going in or not. And what that style of basketball has shown, even when Steve Nash was there and winning the MVPs with Phoenix, it doesn't translate deep into the playoffs. Because you got to be able to get stops eventually.
Well, what killed that team the year they lost to San Antonio, remember the suspensions?
Yeah.
And that's why I mean his lack of attention to detail.
Yeah, yeah.
His players got off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Popovich's didn't, right, with the brawl. But they would have. I think they would have won the champion. I think they would have won that series and the championship had that had not happened. Because who won it that year? I think that was your San Antonio beat Cleveland, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, 2007. Mm-hmm. I think they would have beat LeBron and the Cavs in 2007.
I don't know.
I hear you. Look, the bottom line is they haven't done it in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They didn't. So you definitely within your rights to say they didn't get it done. We can, if, like you said,
if it's a fifth, man, we all be drunk. We'd be toe up in here.
Inebriated. All right. All right. Well, look. Speaking of inebriated, I think Sammy Watkins sounded inebriated with this comment he made about Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to that next. Keep it locked. This is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Chris Broussard, E! From Salam.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Ephraim, did you hear this from Sammy Watkins, now wide receiver with the Green Bay Packers? He spent 3 years with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Now he's in Aaron Rodgers' camp. Here's Sammy Watkins.
Early in camp, Randall Cobb asked you in front of your locker, said, Mahomes or Rodgers? You said, I think Pat is incredibly good, but A-Rod is on a whole nother level.
He's amazing how he controls the ball, how he put everybody in place. I've been with a lot of quarterbacks, and I've never seen them carry themselves like Aaron Rodgers.
Hater in the house! Because I'm rocking with Mahomes. He on another level, but it's a lower level, Aaron Rodgers. Real talk. He might be the best regular season quarterback ever. That's arguable. But it's not just about the regular season. What about in the playoffs? Let me just give you a couple facts, Ephraim, then I'm going to let you do
it. Okay.
Patrick Mahomes has in the last 4 years, he's made the playoffs in the last 4 years, has won more games than Aaron Rodgers has won in the past decade in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes is 8-3 in the last 4 years. Aaron Rodgers is 7-10. Patrick Mahomes throws for more yards per game in the playoffs, has a better passer rating in the playoffs. And get this, has a better touchdown to interception ratio than Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. And that's Rodgers' claim to fame, that he doesn't throw interceptions. He's remarkable in the regular season in not throwing interceptions. Oh, but getting that NFC title game, all of a sudden he throwing as many interceptions as he has touchdowns. 9 TDs, 8 picks in 5 NFC title games. So Sammy Watkins, I get it. You got to ride with the quarterback you got now. But you could have been more accurate, more appropriate, would have been like, hey, both of these guys are awesome. They're two of the best to ever do it. I like the guy I'm with now. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, come on. You can't ask for much more than that. That's what you do. But I'm sorry. He is not on another level, not on a higher level than Patrick Mahomes, who I think is actually on a higher level than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, when you're talking to receivers and they're on a new team with a new quarterback, you can't really take anything they say as gospel, especially right, when comparing their old quarterback with their new quarterback. Receivers are about self-preservation. If he would have come out and said, us knowing what we know about Aaron Rodgers, if he comes out and says, nah, you know, Patrick was special, man. You know, Aaron is great. He's a Hall of Famer. But, you know, some of the things that Patrick Mahomes was able to do, you know.
He might have got cut.
Exactly. So when you hear comments like this, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, that's what I got from it. I was like, okay, man, get your money. Right? Go eat.
Right.
Go eat. I get what you're saying. But based on pure numbers, that doesn't even almost hold up. And what Patrick Mahomes has been able to do in his short career is breathtaking. He is the one. And just because, you know, Sammy Watkins wasn't his favorite target, you know, you had a Tariq Hill, you had a Travis Kelce. I mean, you got guys all over the place.
Yep.
That doesn't make Patrick Mahomes less of a quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. We're going to see real fast how Aaron Rodgers feels about Sammy Watkins. They may not vibe.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But to come out and say something like that about a prolific passer and winner like Patrick Mahomes, it's just basically a self-preservation play. That's all. Look, man, this dude's going to put food on my plate. It's going to be the best food I ever ate, no matter what. Yeah, he the greatest chef in the kitchen I've ever seen. He's the best thrower of the ball. And yeah, all of the stuff. Yes, we get it. We understand that. Well, but in reality, come on, man.
The greatest example of what you're saying is down there in Miami. Tyreek Hill, he's saying Tua is better than Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly. What did Devontae Adams say when he left Aaron Rodgers and went to Derek Carr?
Right.
It's to say it's part of the script. It's part of the script, man. You wonder, like, man, why all these what's going on, man? They know something we don't know. No, they're trying to
eat. They want the ball. Right.
They want the ball.
Come on, man.
So it happens time and time again. Receivers, a special position. A lot of divas. A lot of attitude. A lot of, you know, vibrato, all of those things. And we get it. We understand. And so we expect you to say things like that. Whether they have any validity to them or not, you know.
Well, I bet you agree with me that both quarterbacks are still going to have great seasons.
Tremendous.
But who's going to miss their main guy more?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
That's easy.
I do agree with you.
That's easy.
I think he's still going to have a great year.
He's going to have a good year. But Devontae Adams, he makes up for a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You still got Kelce, right, who is a dynamic. People still haven't figured out how to stop him.
Here's the interesting thing to your point. They should ask Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Same question. Probably be the same answer.
Same answer.
Sammy Watkins games, except Mahomes is on another level.
Right? Like, oh man, I got here. Patrick Mahomes was looking in the stands throwing me the ball. I had never seen anything like it before. Right? He had his eyes closed.
Trolling or rolling with Martin Weiss is next. Keep it locked. Couple Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our man, Brian Finley, the loquacious one.
Ephraim and Chris, we have talked a little bit about Fernando Tatis Jr., Padres' more than $300 million man. Today he spoke publicly for the first time since learning that, of course, he tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs and will have to serve that 80-game suspension.
I've seen how my dream have turned into my worst nightmares, but there's no other one to blame than myself. I haven't made the right decisions on this past few weeks, month. Even starting at the beginning of the year. I have made a mistake, and I have regretted every single step that I have taken in these days.
And Tatis Jr. would later add that because he has this extra time off, he's going to use it to get surgery on his shoulder. Dodgers pitcher Walker Buehler had Tommy John surgery today. It's the second time he's had that procedure, and that's likely going to put him out until the 2024 year. As far as Major League Baseball games of note happening currently, the Orioles hit a three-run homer in the top of the first, or rather the bottom of the first, and they're up 4-2, nursing that two-run advantage. Top of the seventh is where they are against the White Sox. The Mets and Yankees are all square at two as they make their way to the bottom of the seventh. Aaron Judge slugging his 48th home run of the season. Mike Trout going yard, his 25th jack of the year. But the Angels are way behind the Rays, 7-1, bottom of the seventh. They in Tampa, who was batting, they've got bases juiced right now. As far as our Discover Card Key matchup, brought to you by Discover, of course, it's the Dodgers, and they're hosting the Brewers tonight. First pitch is at 10:10 Eastern Time. And, you know, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And finally, two notes from the NFL. Chargers defensive back J.C. Jackson said to miss 2 to 4 weeks after undergoing ankle surgery today. And Nick Saban, who used to coach in the NFL, but he agrees to a pay increase and a one-year extension with the University of Alabama. The famed football coach will now be getting $11.7 million per year, and he is now under contract through February of 2030. With that, let's get it back to two guys who are about to troll the guy behind trolling or rolling. It's Ephraim Salaam and Chris Broussard.
All right, we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is time for Trolling or Rolling with Mark Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and just in case this is your first time hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Ephraim and Chris like the story that I read, you hear a roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, they'd be trolling that thing.
Oh, man.
Alabama head coach Nick Saban agreed to a new 8-year contract worth at least $93.6 million. This new contract makes him the highest paid football coach in college by just a smidge. But the key here, Saban said he's looking forward to finishing his career as the coach of the Crimson Tide. Now, the chances that Nick Saban coaches another. But, Chris, 8 years from now is 2030.
How old is Saban? He's
70.
Yeah, I was going to say 70, right?
4, 73.
He's 70 years old. 70 years old. Birthday's Halloween.
I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, hey. He would be, what, 78, 79 years old? No, he will not, because he's in great shape. But no, I don't think he's going to be coaching that long.
I'm going to go rolling with that. I say that because remember at Penn State, Joe Paterno?
A lot of them went.
The
wheels fell off.
Man.
Paterno really did, yeah.
Right? Like it was to the point where it was like. But it was the legacy. It was the, you know, the lineage of it. It was the whole atmosphere. Nick Saban is Alabama football, right? Like, Bear Bryant was there. He's eclipsing the greats. That's what's happening right now.
Right.
And in order to do that, like, he's going to be able to go as long as he wants to go.
Is he going to go at that age?
I don't see why not. He's a lifer. He's a lifer.
Bill Snyder coached, and he was about 150 years old, so who knows?
I agree with you that he's going to be able to if he wants to. I just, man, would you want to at that age? But, hey, maybe he will.
A couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Miami Dolphins gave Tua a ton of weapons this offseason. The New York Jets were one of the most popular over bets on win totals this season. Meanwhile, the Patriots haven't named an offensive coordinator and reportedly don't look great in another joint practice with the Raiders. Chris, trolling or rolling, New England finishes worse in the AFC East.
Worse than Miami?
Worse than Miami. Finished fourth in the division.
Oh, fourth? I'm a troll that.
Oh, man.
The Jets are the Jets.
Thank you.
Now, I do think Miami is – obviously, Buffalo's the best team in the division. I think Miami's second. I don't think New England will make the playoffs, but no, they are not worse than the Jets. The Jets, man, even just the preseason, they still look bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm trolling that as well.
Oh, man.
Even with all the dysfunction that we've seen coming out of New England camp, it pales in comparison to what's going on in New York in with the Jets. Goodness, where they lose their quarterback, they lose their all pro tackle. It just is, you know. And I love Robert Saleh. You know, assalamu alaikum to my Muslim brother, head coach. Love him. He was, you know, he was a defensive assistant when I was in Houston. But goodness gracious, you want to talk about dumpster fire. So, yeah, no, I think New England, even without an offensive coordinator, has a better opportunity to finish above the Jets.
Trolling and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, it was a veritable who's who in Seattle over the weekend at Jamal Crawford's program. LeBron, Jason Tatum, Paolo Banchero all played, while Chet Holmgren started but got hurt 1 minute into the game, guarding LeBron on a fast break. Now, Chris, we've seen more of this than we have in years past, guys playing in pro-am games, but trolling or rolling, NBA players playing in pro-am summer games.
Well, okay, I'm not – are you saying going forward that this will become a trend, or you just – do I like them playing in these types of games?
Do you like them?
It's a tough – I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
And I don't think they can continue to do it, not at any significant level, because it's just too much money that they're making now. I said I'm rolling with it because I like it. And Ephraim, you remember, even though you're a little younger than me, when I was coming up, guys would do this, like, routinely.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. The top NBA players would play in the summer pro-ams and things like that. And so, it's kind of a throwback, and I loved it. But Ephraim, I just feel like, especially when you look at how often guys are getting injured now, it seems like more than ever, I just don't think they can afford to, and I don't think their teams are going to really want them to any significant degree. Maybe once a year Jamal Crawford is everybody's boy, so they'll hook him up, help him out, you know what I mean? But I don't see it. I just can't see them doing this regularly, and I hate to say it, but I don't think they should.
So if I'm rolling with it, I can see it, right?
Yeah. You like it.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling with it. I think pro-ams have been part of basketball for a long time, and I know the money's outrageous. And but this is what guys do in the offseason to stay in shape. I remember growing up and going to watch up in Northern California. They would come up to Sacramento, be in Oakland, watching in the pro-am. My brother played in the pro-am, against GP, against, J Kidd, all of those. I had an opportunity to play in like the Drew League and against these guys, against Jalen Rose and all of these guys. It's part of basketball culture and the fabric of it in the offseason for these young pro guys. Now, elder statesmen pro guys coming in, planning these pro-ams with guys from overseas and stuff like that. I think it's going to stay around for a while.
Mm. All right.
I think
there
so, too. Guys are going to hoop.
Yeah, they're going to hoop, man. You can't stop it.
I don't know, man.
Hoop going to be hoop.
Careful. They going to hoop, but you saw Chet Holmgren. But hey, I ain't mad at y'all because I like to see it. I gotta be honest. All right. Trolling or rolling, that's our man Martin Weiss. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate you, bro. I'm filling in 11-1 on Saturday. Well, 11-1 Eastern. So what is that? 1-3 Eastern time.
Check him out, Martin Weiss. 1-3 Eastern time on Saturday here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, it's Trash Talking Tuesday. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Call in now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you?
When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right. We could sit here and talk all night about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, but we won't do that. We'll just talk about how easy Discover makes it for you to redeem cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Let's get to it.
Let's do it. We got Mace in San Diego. What up, Mace? Talking about Ginobili.
Manu Ginobili. I freaking hate this pansy who constantly flopped and neglected to play a lick of defense. Thanks a lot for implementing the wussiness of soccer into the NBA, which has contributed to the wussification of men that is making this country soft. Because of that, you deserve to get your man card revoked. Because of your lack of defense, you allowed Derek Fisher to make a shot with 0.4 seconds left in the 2004 playoffs that cost your team the game and eventually the series. You're my second most hated Spur, just right behind Tony Parker. Despite never winning an MVP, never in the top five for MVP voting, never on an All-NBA first team or second team, and only two All-Star appearances, you somehow still made the NBA Hall of Fame. This just goes to show what a clown show the NBA Hall of Fame is. Everyone gets in. To celebrate your induction into the Hall of Fame, you should link up with your former teammates David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and your D-bag head coach Greg Popovich and attend an exclusive showing of 80s prop comic Gallagher, the comedian famously known for smashing watermelons with a mallet on stage. But in your case, you will all sit in the front row and Gallagher will be smashing 10 pounds of dead smelly fish topped off with multiple cartons of rotten eggs.
Ephraim, Mace needs a hug. Mace
needs a hug. But we love it. We love his energy. Yes. Let's go to Fernando in Vegas. You on the Odd Couple. What you got? Who you trashing?
I'm trashing the L.A. Lakers on retiring Paul Gasol's jersey. Mm. Come on. He doesn't deserve it. There's others who deserve it. Billy Burka, his pen and pencil should be up there. Dr. Gary Vitti, his stethoscope should be up there. Michael Cooper, he should be up there. Not Paul Gasol. They suck. Okay, bye.
You know, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
I'm mixed. I love Powell. I think he was a tremendous player. He helped bring two championships to L.A. But in terms of retiring jerseys, I don't feel he fits the criteria of the greats that are already up there and will be up there.
When you look at the guys up there,
yeah, it just
he sticks out like a sore thumb.
He really does.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I love him like you.
We got AP in California. Who you trashing?
Hey, what to do, y'all? I am trashing Martin Weiss's cell phone. I don't know if my dude's still stuck in the early 2000s. He's got the Motorola chirp. But every damn week we go on there, we're listening to Trolling and Rolling. And I can't understand a word my man is saying. Fox Sports Radio, go ahead and hook up Martin Weiss with a new cell phone, please.
I'm with that.
He got that
Rack
Boost
that.
Mobile, man. He
oh
got
my
that Boost.
Gosh,
hello,
he ain't
hello,
lying.
Hello.
Martin, come on, bro. You better than that.
You got to pick it up, man.
Your cell phone is horrible, man.
We got MJ in New Orleans. You on the Odd Couple. Who you trolling?
I'm trashing you, Christopher Delroy Broussard and
Delroy.
Jedediah Parker. Well, I know your middle name is Dana, but I wanted to at least give you something with a little soul, my brother. I do my research. Even though Robert is off vacationing, again, I'm giving you both the new acronym, LOLM, which stands for Leaders of Load Management. I best not hear people about Coach Pop, Kawhi Anthony Leonard, Kyrie Andrew Irvin, or Tom Shady with his recent 11-day hiatus. You guys are out like Lori Harvey. Rob's out in Dubai on his designing women crew, and you're back from your Silvers, the Barge, joint family reunion. Just reminds me of that Pat Riley quote that you guys always like to throw out there. You have to be all in, even though the Knicks didn't win in the 90s. Come on, bro. Stop with the load management.
Speak fact.
That's a good one.
That's
great. A good one. I give you that.
That is great.
I mean, I'm going to continue low management, but that was nice. That was well done.
We got one more. Recide from Detroit.
Uh-oh. Super Recide.
Super. Excuse me. Super. You on the Odd Couple. Who you trashing?
Hey, this is Super Recide. They didn't tell you. If you don't know, now you know. Yo, I'm trashing Chris Bouchard and then you, Ephraim Salaam, and then everybody. Then everybody that has a problem with Tom Brady. Let's start with the Tom Brady situation, Chris Bouchard and Ephraim. Are you kidding me? I wish I was Tom Brady. I wish he had made his guest appearance on that TV show. Guess what? If I'm Tom Brady and you're the Bucks, I say, you know what? I did it. Now what? What you gonna do? Fire me? Go ahead and fire me. Then what, bro? He is one of the GOATs. How dare y'all have a problem with this man taking off a couple of weeks of preseason and y'all making a big deal about it? Not just you two. Anybody that got a problem with it, it's despicable. A preseason situation for one of the GOATs that got 7 rings and y'all got a problem with that. If I was him, I'd be like, you know what? You need to stay up out of my business, every last one of you media people. Now what? If I was Tom Brady. Now let's go to you, Chris Bouchard, just by yourself. You want to take calls only when you don't have any guests. But when your guests are there, you take no calls. Do you think that your guests are too good to talk to the people, Chris Bouchard? Take more calls when you have guests like Ephraim Salaam and other people.
That's
we
right.
want to talk. We want to debate. We want to, you know what I'm saying? We want to give insight, bro.
That's enough of that.
That wasn't me, Recide. I was definitely enjoying that. You were kicking nonsense, but I was enjoying it.
It was great. We got one more. We got Rick in Seattle. You on the Odd Couple. Who you trashing?
Yo, I want to trash talk Kevin Durant. Leaving the Warriors. Man, what a dumb decision to go to the Brooklyn Nets. To me, New York basketball is like New York football. It ain't going nowhere.
All right, there it is. There it is. Not everybody's celebrating KD, huh?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, look, bro, you showed up again.
Showed up and showed out. Showed up and showed out. Ain't no hanging. I see you tomorrow, homie.
You
I'm coming back.
After Deontay got beat down by Tyson Fury,
I'm coming back.
Dudes was like, "Yo, we got heart.
Stick and stay. I'm coming back.
Peace."
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.